Church of St. Francis al Scal. This church overlooks the irregular-shaped square with the same name from atop a flight of steps, creating a lovely scene. The building has a rather troubled architectonic past. The original church and annexed convent date from 1323 and were the work of Franciscans, who dedicated the church to St. Mary Major. In the mid-15th century, it was given its current name and the portal that adorns the facade. Major restructuring work, not always in harmony with the original building, was carried out from 1777 to 1790 by Francesco Maria Carafoni. Next followed the slow decline that became official when it was expropriated and used for military purposes and as a hospital during Napoleon I's reign and immediately after Italian unification. Further damage, still visible, was caused by the bombings of 1943-44. The church was restored and reopened in 1953, and then again following the earthquake in 1972. At present, there is a plan to restore the adjacent convent and turn it into an area for cultural events. The grand portal was created by Giorgio Orsini, from Dalmatia, known as Giorgio the Matteo from Zara. He who was inspired by the Gothic style that had flourished following the creation of the Porta della Carta of Ducal Palace in Venice. The same artist created the statues and the reliefs in 1454. The portal is enclosed by two pillars decorated with statues of saints, which support a grand baldachin that culminates in a flourish of pinnacles. One of the most expressive aspects in the series of 20 heads, including two leonines, that adorn the jamb and the architrave. The bas-relief in the lunette depicts St. Francis receiving the stigmata. To the right of the facade are the ruins of a Renaissance portal leading to the convent. The most recent restoration work returned the church's interior with a single nave, to the way it looked in the 18th century. In terms of art, of note are the Plaster Glory by Gioacchino Valle on the main altar, the Baptism of Christ by Pellegrino Tibaldi on the first altar on the right, the Holy House of Loreto and Saints by Andrea Lilli on the opposite altar, and especially, the grand canvas by Lorenzo Lotto in the apse, depicting the Assumption, originally painted in 1550, but repainted in the 18th century. To the right of the church, in Orsini Street, in a fenced area, are some ruins from Roman times, a mosaic floor that belonged to the peristyle of a first-century house.